866-2237.
With the so-called Jihad Jane, the blue-eyed, blonde-haired woman from Pennsylvania who was conspiring, allegedly, to support terrorists and kill a cartoonist in a foreign country for his depiction of the Prophet Muhammad. Crazy stuff. Wait to hear what the neighbors have to say. It's always the neighbors who are stunned. What? You're kidding me. And she was doing it online, baby, big time. In the meantime, lots of people still struggling trying to find that right job or any job. And I don't care what they tell us the unemployment numbers are. How about the underemployed and how about the real numbers from state to state? In fact, some of those numbers have been scrambled. And I'll explain that as well. You know, the monthly deficit is an incredible record. I mean, why do I even go here? It just infuriates me, but I'll tell you what it is. The United States dropped a record $220.9 billion further into the red. That's official. Those are numbers from the Treasury Department. So that's up. What was the previous record? $193.9 billion. Sadly, it's the 17th straight month that the government has posted deficits. The last time, this was interesting. The last time our government posted a monthly surplus, you know when that was? September of 2008. And that's when we reduced the deficit by $45.7 billion. It seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? And the spending increases, of course, are overshadowing all of this. It's not a surprise to anybody listening, I'm sure, the number that I said. But the $222 billion, the February number, is pretty staggering. It is. And we're not surprised, I guess, in the sense that we know we're deep into this, and I just don't, you know, if we were taking future bets, when do you think we ever go back into the surplus column? Will we ever get there in the next 3-4 years? I'm thinking no, that it's going to be a long time before we go in the reverse, and that's scary stuff. And, you know, what are these loss is driven by? Well, a couple of things, and it's called spending for one. And the spending is just killing us. There is nothing left in this piggy bank. We have spent it. We have slammed it with a hammer. We have taken every single cent that we could possibly take and gone in a much different direction. We're like a crazy gambler who just cannot get off the table because we're so positive we're going to turn this puppy around. Here's how we're going to do it with this and this and this and this and this. Not anytime soon. I don't know. I'm an optimist normally, but I'm pessimistic when it comes to those numbers and seeing a turnaround. Kate Delaney, that's my name and the name of this show, this little old show that we have. It's called America Tonight. You can throw in your two cents on any of the things that we talk about or whatever it is that you want to jaw about, as it is about conversation. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Batter up. Our first guy out of the chute is Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing tonight, Kate?
Good. How about you, buddy?
Oh, not too awful bad. Sorry about dropping the bomb on you and having to go yesterday. I had to call in. I missed a check-in call. But
now, you got to do what you got to do.
But hey, I got kind of an idea that might help. I don't know if it would ever come to surface or not. But what the government could do for the corporations of the United States is offer a 1/5 of 1%. A tax exemption for every employee they keep over $40,000 a year plus benefits. So therefore, you're killing two birds with one stone.
Okay.
You're creating a job and you're creating medical. Okay. So now, at 5 employees, they're at 1%. At 10 employees, they're at 10%.
One percent. Yeah.
At 5 employees, they'd be at 1%. At 50 employees, they'd be at 10%. At 500 employees, they would be tax exempt. They would have zero taxes of the corporation. That means the extra money could go back into the company, which would drive up the stocks, first of all. Second of all, it would bring in outside interests into the country. See, we just don't make anything here anymore.
No, that's a problem.
But I think this would be a step in the right direction, because you give a corporation a chance to hire 500 people at $40,000 a year. Now you create, out of that scenario, you create $20 million of taxable revenue to workers. And if you multiply that times however many you get per state times every state, now you got a pretty vast amount of money coming in and being spent and pushed back into the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And the taxes would be generated not from the corporation itself, but from the employees that it hires. And instead of them needing to go beg, borrow, and steal to expand, the money they save as a corporation, they could dump back into their corporation to expand the corporation and grow that way. Just a little idea I had.
No, I like the idea. I mean, it's the give back theory. The idea that I had was almost like a co-opting thing, but I almost like what you're saying better, where you get people, because then you have to get the owners of the company to agree to it, where everybody has a stake in it. So however many
and
of
that gives the companies incentives to hire as many people as they can to get the biggest tax breaks.
Sure. And then the job security would be there. That's the other part of it. So you'd have the job security, the benefits, and then you know, the individual workers
have
happy.
An employee for the whole entire fiscal year to be eligible for the benefit as well. So
right.
It's not like they could hire them and then fire them and then show a quota. They'd have to keep them for the fiscal year and to get the tax break on that individual.
Yeah, I like it. I think that idea is good. Just like just like folks having a stake in the company, and they would have a stake in it this way. It's the same thing. If everybody, it's like somebody suggested to me, what if everybody across the board pretty much made the same thing, or that you didn't have rising levels, so you didn't have.
Well, that's a mistake right there, though.
Because
that's not, then you have no incentive for
right,
someone to go to
climb,
law school or
right,
college,
exactly.
Be a doctor when they go flip papers.
Sure.
Money.
Sure, but you could do it in some industries. You might be able to do that if you split up the profits. But we go back to the same thing you said when you first called. What do we make in America anymore? Fewer and fewer things.
A lot of the problem is the free trade agreement.
Yeah.
That it developed during the Clinton administration. And when they did that, these factories, why are they going to pay American workers $20 an hour in benefits when they can open up sweatshops in China or go down to Mexico and hire them for $1 an hour, they opened up that free trade agreement. That's going to be another dilemma in my original theory, is because they're still going to be way ahead of the curve, keeping their factories in Mexico and so forth. But I see your heart coming up on a break here, it sounds like. So
no, but I think you're right. I think you have the beginnings of a good idea. It would work. Anything to spur on more American-made things, and certainly workers and then the employers have the incentive if you could have a way to have that come full circle. Stay with us, everyone.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
About Jihad James, that's the nickname that's floating around anyway, and oh boy, just a sad story actually, that somebody that enjoys the freedoms that we have in the United States, willing to be out there polluting the internet, trolling around, acting like a swizzle stick and trying to encourage others to get involved in ways to wave the flag for, as Jihad Jane, in her own words, said, what's happening to Muslim people here in the United States and around the world. So now it turns out that Colleen LaRose from Pennsylvania, this woman, was indicted, she's been indicted, for conspiring to support terrorists and kill a person in a foreign country. And she's had troubles in her past. There's records of her trying to commit suicide, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago. She swallowed a bunch of pills, and it was mixed with alcohol and all that kind of stuff. And she was depressed about the death of her father. So did this turn her, did this, send her off on this crazy course where she got involved with terrorists through the internet or whatever? So she's going to be arraigned next week in Philly, and keep a close eye, and we certainly will keep a close eye on this story to see just how far she went. But it looks like she went pretty far, and she's got a possible life prison sentence, which I hope she gets, and a $1 million fine. She was agreed at one point to kill the Swedish cartoonist who had a depiction depiction of the Prophet Muhammad that infuriated a lot of Islamic terrorists. They didn't like the drawing, and the guy's name is Lars Vilks, and she was going to go after him. She was one of a handful of people that were going to go after him. So she worked with at least five others, and they weren't identified, but apparently some of them were picked up in Ireland. She was talking to people all over the place. So I'm thinking a lawyer might start saying there was some brainwashing going on here or some other nebulous reasons they'll come up with. But, boy, scary to hear this story. And I'm sure the neighbors were just as stunned. In fact, there were television cameras, reporters who went out to talk to some of the neighbors. And here's what they said.
In the laundry room. In the laundry room, we passed through the laundry room and coming and going for groceries and so forth, but that was all. Yeah, we said hello and how are you and how's it going, stuff like that, but that was all. That was it. I really don't have a comment because I don't know her, and, you know, I'm shocked. I can say that, I'm shocked. So, of course, it would be, you know, it makes you leery, but... Wow, if you suspected everybody that you deal with every day, it would be a very unhappy world.
I moved here in September of last year, but I never got to know anybody. I met the guy across the way here. That's the only one I know. I don't know anybody. I don't even know his name, just to see him, you know. No, I didn't recognize her picture at all, no. It's hard to believe. Like I said, I don't know her, but... They're in Pittsburgh. It's kind of scary that they can get this close to home, you know.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago that my kids were at their Halloween party. She was kind of weird. I mean, she looked nice, but then there was a strange vibe that you got from her. It was something about her that just irritated me. I got my kids. I didn't want my kids to be there. She didn't have kids, but she let her kids come into the house, everyone's kids around. But I've been living here for 7 years. It scares the hell out of me. Sorry, but it scares me because I have three young kids. And it scares me that there is actually someone who's around here that was a terrorist.
All right, I don't blame her for that reaction. It would be really shocking if you think about it. They being a lot of the television folks, dug up one of her former boyfriends, and he said that he had no idea, that it's just crazy, just nutty, that when he was around her, she spent most of her time at home. She was using the computer a lot, but he thought she was mostly playing games and didn't pay attention. Thought she was playing solitaire or doing other things, but she was doing other things. From December of 2008 to October of 2009, she was going back and forth with the five people who are alleged to be part of this that were picked up in Ireland. And they shared the same desires to do something jihadist and become martyrs. And her big statement was that she felt awful, just awful, for the Muslim people. And she was desperate to show that something should be done. So Jihad Jane, and that was her internet name, lived on Main Street, baby. It just goes to show you. She stole a passport. That's one thing she did, and a whole bunch of others that linked her to the possibility of trying to go after this Swedish cartoonist and hook up with these other people. And the people that she was going to hook up with were four men and three women from, and they ranged in age from mid-20s to late 40s. The suspects are originally from Morocco and Yemen, and they're living legally as refugees in Ireland. So the Irish police force is working with the United States and some other countries to try to get as much information about what they were going to do and pull this all together for these charges and for these cases, obviously, that will be leveled at the others, too. Now, Al-Qaeda has offered $100,000 to anyone who killed Vilks. If somebody could off him, It was out there. They were offering that money plus $50,000 if the person actually slit his throat. So there was a tag on actually going after him. So the Swedish cartoonist knew that he had created this outrage among these terrorists, and he had a bunch of panic rooms put into his place. How about that? Yeah. So is she going to live off all of us? I guess so. If she gets life in prison, then that's what's going to happen. She's going to be hanging out somewhere in some prison. Wow. She wants to help Muslims. Does this woman realize how radicalized Muslims, or really, you know, these Islamic terrorists is a better way to say it, treat women and what they do to them every day? And here she was, good old American, like I said, blue-eyed and blonde hair, and she was a willing participant. Whew. Wow. And there are more details, I'm sure, that will emerge from her background. So far, it's pretty tough. You start to dig around, you just get the things that I've been telling you about. There's not much else you're getting. People didn't know. She was upset about her father's death. She agreed to kill the cartoonist. She went to Europe to try to complete what ultimately was going to be her task. But she didn't get all the way through. And from boyfriends to casual acquaintances, they had no idea. How many times do you hear this? I had no idea. I never saw it coming. There wasn't any kind of red flags. And there apparently wasn't any kind of red flags. Although the interesting thing is how she called herself Jihad Jane. Yeah. Mm. Well, Colleen LaRose didn't get away with it, and neither did her cohorts, and that's a good thing, because she was also apparently trying to rebel rouse and get people interested here in the United States, not just elsewhere, in doing radical things to help the people in Muslim communities, is kind of how she put it. So it could have been much worse, I think. Thank goodness the FBI and the counterintelligence folks were able to nail her and had a mountain of evidence, and that's why I said it'll be interesting to see how all that trickles out. Coming up on the flip side in Odds and Ends, Corey Haim, boy, sad news about his death. His good pal Corey Feldman talks about it. Hang with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. clean. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
So to speak, on America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. Happy to be swinging with you coast to coast and all those spots in between. Big shout out to our friends in Iraq and Afghanistan. Thank you very much for your service and thanks for listening. And also to Christina in Sweden and our friends Bobby Jack, Al, and the rest of the gang in Canada. Speaking of Canada, Corey Haim, who is a Canadian, he was a Canadian export to the world of Hollywood. In fact, a movie I really liked called Lost Boys. He was in that movie and he was very good in Lost Boys. It's a vampire kind of deal. I think actually if you rented it, you would get a kick out of it. There's some well-known actors in it. And anyway, I think he was really good in this movie, but certainly he had a slew of other films that he was better known for. And Corey Haim is another casualty, I guess, of Hollywood. He was a talented teenager who had a taste for drugs. And as he started to rise, his star started to rise, the problems got worse for him. And Haim now was pronounced dead at Providence St. Joe's Medical Center in Burbank. His mother actually was the one who called the paramedics after he collapsed when he was getting out of bed at his apartment. And he was discovered, probably, he was the star of the movie that I mentioned, and he had done a slew of movies after that, and unfortunately he really, really, as I mentioned, struggled with drugs. So Corey Feldman was one of his best friends. In fact, the two of them starred in a reality television show called The Two Coreys, and Corey Feldman was also part of that Lost Boys cast. And here's what he had to say after learning of his death.
In watching everything that's happened today and the reports that have come out, the first thing I need to say is people need to stop. They need to stop jumping the gun. They need to stop saying it's a drug overdose. They need to stop saying, you know, their theories of what they think it is or isn't. Because at the end of the day, until the coroner's report comes out, until we have specific evidence, until we know exactly what the toxicology reports say, nobody knows. And nobody's going to know. We all are aware of the fact that Corey Haim has had a long and detailed drug history and battled addiction for many, many years. I know it better than anybody because I've been the guy stuffing charcoal down his throat when he was ODing. I've been the guy trying to make him, you know, stand up or say a complete sentence. I've been there with him through it many, many times, and it's happened very badly and very intensely through the years on many occasions. However, most recently, he's been honestly in the best frame of mind that he's ever been in the past year. I mean, I would say with his mom battling cancer, he's really showed up. He's really become a man. He's been there. He's been there for her, taking care of her, being responsible. He has a couple movies coming up. Yes. We were actually negotiating a deal to do our first movie together in 9 years. We were talking about, you know, whether we feel that it was drugs or not drugs, and I, as I said, nobody really is going to have the answer on that for a while until everything comes back. But I will say this much. I know that he was fighting the good fight, and at the end of the day, I know that there were symptoms that he was showing that expressed it could be a number of things. You know, this could have been a kidney failure. This could have been a heart a failure. Well, he was, and that's the thing. I mean, this could have been a mixture of drugs. It could have been a cocktail that's specific, or it could also have been the fact that, you know, your body shuts down after years of abuse. I know that he was recently seeing a treatment specialist who was new in the mix, who he'd only been seeing for the past 2 weeks, and that treatment specialist put him on a new line of medications, which was...
All right, so sadly, you can hear his friend was pretty specific in trying to get out as much information as he could, and good for Corey Feldman. As you could tell, they were rather close and kind of grew up together in Hollywood. And here's what you wonder. It's, boy, you got to be careful with those... He certainly had problems with drugs and talked about that openly and had relapses. He would do well and then would relapse. But also there was that prescription drug thing. And sadly, we're seeing that what people, whether they're famous or not so famous, and whether they struggle with other addictions or whatever, what we're seeing is kind of a warning. Be careful what kind of cocktail you mix. You have depression and anxiety and whatever, and you're just taking all kinds of drugs, mixing them together in your system, and who knows what it creates. Last week I was talking to a pharmacist about this, the overprescribing of America, and then also the fact that people don't realize or they don't tell their doctors what they're taking, and they're being treated for something else, and the risk level goes through the roof. And then something tragic happens and everybody says, wow, well, that they did this, this, and this, and has nothing to do with it. It's the Molotov cocktail of prescribed drugs that they got and mixed. And that's what ended up, taking their lives or putting them in the hospital if they didn't get that far. So in his case, we'll see what, as Corey Feldman says, what the toxicology report turns up, but it may end up being, you know, just that very, very thing. There's a lot of buzz going on about Carlos Slim. If you're cruising down the road and you're saying, Carlos Slim, who's that? Ball player, singer, not a politician, who is he? He's the world's richest person. You may have heard his name before. He's been in the mix. He is richer than Bill Gates. How rich is rich? Well, he topped the list, according to Forbes magazine. He's the son of an immigrant shopkeeper out of Mexico City who amassed, ready for this fortune, $53.5 billion. He bought a major stake in the New York Times, and he is a player in that field. His worth surged in the past year. His cell phone holdings rebounded in value. He's the first non-American to top the list since 1994. And it is the telephone company that really put him on the, put him on the map. When you have that much money, what do you do with that much money? And I saw a story somewhere about, what are you going to spend money on? And it's the answer is he wears inexpensive suits and he's a baseball fan, but he's not doing extravagant trips or that kind of stuff. That mostly it's art. A lot of rich people spend money on art. He's no exception. So his foundations and his own personal collection is art, baby. Think about it. Name some old name of somebody well-known, and he probably has some of their work. But the good news is, look, the guy, whether he has outrageous amount of money, he does donate money. He does donate a lot of money to a bunch of good causes. So, hey, some people got it, and he certainly does. You think of Mexico, and more than 50 million of Mexico's, don't we know this, 107 million people live in poverty. I mean, abject poverty. Not enough money for education, transportation, a roof over the head. I mean, really, really, really bad. But because of the money he's made, he gets vilified in Mexico. But if you actually look at money he's donated, he has given a bunch of money to Mexico City and other specific health causes and whatnot. You know, his phone company, check this out. This one, you know, you're like beyond rich. His Telmex company controls 83% of land phone lines in Mexico, which is big. And also they are the leading internet service provider. In the previous hour in America Tonight, we were talking about how crazy it is that the internet was actually put up for a Nobel Peace Prize. Here's a guy making a ton of money off of internet service. I mean, you got to think about this. I had this conversation today with somebody. How much do you pay for your internet service? I guarantee it's somewhere between 30 and 55. I mean, can you survive without internet service? And what I said on a previous show is, well, you could stand in line at the public library, but the answer is you couldn't. And if you're working, you definitely couldn't. And even if you're not working, I think just to stay in touch with family, you almost need the internet. Do you find, Donovan, what's the average in Minnesota that you pay for internet service? Probably the same, between 30 and 55?
Yeah, something along those lines. It depends on exactly what service you're going for, but about $40 seems to be pretty typical.
Oof. Isn't there a way to pirate this just like cable? He goes silent. Don't ask me that question. Remember when people, it was a big deal when cable television people would be furious. They'd want to pay their $39, which now what is cable television up to? And they would try to pirate it off of somebody. And then they would have all these commercials about pirating cable television. I don't know. Boy, $40 extra to pay for the internet. Is it worth it? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go, wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of thin glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps to grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit. Make sure hands go.
Wow. Wow.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You know, there are few things more important in life than your sex and happiness. That's why we invite you to tune in each week to Tantra Cafe on WebTalkRadio.net.
A program for spiritual enlightenment.
It's hosted by Tantra teacher, author, and spiritual leader Lori Handlers.
And I am really so glad to host this show. This is my most exciting thing I do every week.
Join Lori Handlers each week for Tantra Cafe, exclusively on WebTalkRadio.net.
I love it. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
ATN, you know, we kvetch about the gridlock in D.C., but some things do get through. It's a miracle, I know, but it does happen. And sometimes on very, very big pieces of legislation that we've talked about here on the show. This one we talked about a lot. The Senate voted to extend last year's economic stimulus measure. So what does that mean? It includes in it help for the jobless and money to help financially strapped states pay for health care for people who can't afford it. So the vote was 62-36. There were lots of people that protested it, lots of lawmakers who protested it, who say the bill adds too much to the national debt. Remember I was mentioning earlier crazy numbers that are ticking away on the debt, so $12.5 trillion is that number. And six Republicans joined all but one Democrat, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, in voting for the bill. So what does it do? The joblessness is what we're talking about, and it's tax breaks that are in here that would add about $130 billion to the budget deficit over the next year and a half. What was clearly stated by Chuck Schumer, who was leading the curve on this one, said that the bill is not a second stimulus. It's going to deliver needed relief to Americans who are hurting. He says it would be cruel, even inhumane, to tell people that their unemployment benefits expire. See, normally I would say, you know, you get people and they'll call this show or they'll, or this is what they're thinking. Well, shoot, that's just people. I mean, there's studies will show this. That's just people who don't want to work. They're just not trying hard enough to find a job. And they're just, you know, they could find a job, but they're just staying there on unemployment. I'm sure there are people that do that, but I think there really are people. I mean, I guarantee, listening to me, there are plenty of people that are trying to find a job that have good qualifications, great qualifications, and they can't find them. We're going to let you hear this coming up on America Tonight, or next hour if you're still tuned in. You're going to hear from the pizza man, Jay Gerrier. And one of the things that he'll talk about is how he's hired people to work with him in this guerrilla restaurant thing that he does. And the people are super, super qualified. I mean, they're not people that are clocking in and just, I'm a waiter, I'm a waitress, whatever. I mean, they're people that are really into it, really want the job, and they're older. A lot of them are older. And look around. You probably see this in a lot of places. So that does signal one thing. Sadly, teenagers who need jobs can't find them anymore because their jobs are going to people who would normally be doing other things. And, boy, you get out of college, that has to be pretty bleak, unless you're already going off to another school, you're going off to law school or med school or going to get a master's or whatever. But in some fields, in fact, a lot of fields, I'd have to say it would have to be bleak in some cases unless you had that all-important networking thing working for you. So my point of going off on this tangent is I would have to say that, and I just rarely agree with anything that Chuck Schumer says, but I'm going to agree that, yeah, you had to extend them. There's too many people that fall into that category of they are stuck. Except for that, you look at the thing that I hate the worst is that national debt. And it scares me to death to see where we're going. And these crazy out-of-control budget deficits are, I mean, it's beyond words. It is. It's beyond words, I think, at this point. This is why Jim Bunning, this senator from Kentucky, took his big last stand, because he felt like, can we really go here again? I mean, can we really do this and add more, even more money? I mean, what's going on with job creation? How about some of that? All these promised jobs. And this is, my friends, how everything is catching up to us, because so many things have gone overseas. Not everything, but so many. You look at I'm going to New York next week, and I'm going to be down in the garment industry talking to some people. And in the garment industry in New York, it used to be flourishing. It was Americans. Americans making clothes and doing the cuffs and, you know, cutting the fabric and all that stuff. Now, there are still some people who do it, but it's far and few in between. Most of it is done in other places for really, really cheap rates. And that's the thing. It is free trade that has killed the American worker in so many cases. Ugh. So I'm digressing, as usual, going off on a wild tangent. I wanted to tell you this about what I mentioned with the extension and what does it all mean with this bill that'll help the jobless, and what are the tax breaks specifically. And the tax breaks include a 65% subsidy of health insurance premiums for the unemployed under the COBRA. That'll cost $10 billion. Also, the $26 billion worth of tax breaks for businesses and people that are popular with senators, of course, in both parties, and business lobbyists, they're going to be behind that, certainly, too. But here's the big deal. The $59 billion is the cost of giving additional months of unemployment checks. Because remember, the core benefit is 26 weeks. It's added directly to a budget deficit expected to hit $1.6 trillion. And unemployment insurance pretty much provides the folks with about a third of their lost wages. And with the way the economy is, that's the whole thing about how could they cut it, how could they cut it off, right? Yeah, we're just going to keep drowning in that debt. So all this is coming back to roost, as I said. All right, quickly, want to hit on a couple of other big things that happened with the few minutes we have left here in what I call the stretch drive time on ATN. So you have jobless rate rising in 30 states. You have the jobless aid and the tax breaks with that Senate bill passing that was the news that it finally did go through. And, of course, Jim Bunning, once he, senator from Kentucky, kind of stepped away from that whole thing, you knew that that was going to pass, and it's just a matter of what day that was going to happen. Here's the other thing that's happening of interest, I think. The IRS, since we're talking about money, is saying $1.3 billion is unclaimed for 06. So people who didn't file a federal tax return for 2006 have a lot of reasons to probably do it if they have that much money in the hopper. If they do, they can collect the money, but they have to file for the year. We know that by April 15th. Otherwise, the money becomes the property of the Treasury. Isn't that nice? So this is crazy to me. I don't understand this. The median unclaimed refund for 2006 non-filers is $604. And check this out. They can't even break it down further than that. California is the state. You know how Californians are struggling? California is the state with the most non-filers who qualify for refunds, 159,000. Texas, 109,000. Florida, 101,000. And I guess people skip because they think they didn't earn enough to get it, even though they had some taxes withheld from their checks, or even they made quarterly estimated payments. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, I can't believe that $1.3 billion is out there. Let me tell you, if you're one of the people and you happen to be within earshot of this radio show, and you may fall into that category, for goodness sake, file, brothers and sisters, get the money you're supposed to get back. Oh, that's nuts. You know, over $600. Couldn't you use $600? I don't understand that. They just didn't file the returns. My, oh my. It was Homer Simpson who said that trying is the first step toward failure.
Don't.